What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Most Offensive T-Shirt Show. We're putting it out for free to show you what you're missing on the Patreon. Patreon.com/Josta. We got a great crew over there. I'm in the Nick is in the studio. I'm at home.
What's up?
And we know you've seen many offensive T-shirts while out on the road with Toxic Holocaust, Dee Snider, Josta shows, Kingdom of Sorrow. I mean, Guar Tour alone, there was... So we would have a blast looking at the line from the bus.
Yeah.
And just reading the backs of and the fronts of people's T-shirts. Everybody loves a good offensive T-shirt.
I forget what one that I was saying the other day. The goat horse shirt and panty
oh,
set.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could get a shirt and panty set.
Yeah.
Fucked by Satan. It's like when you make a choice and you're looking through your closet and you pick that shirt out. If you're going to the bank, the post office, to pick up your kid from daycare, I mean, wherever you're going, if it's not the Guar show or if it's not like the DSI show, or you're rolling the dice as far as the public's reaction to that shirt, right?
Yeah, that's a little sketchy.
I do like funny / offensive shirts, you know, like when you go to the fair or you go to the fucking carnival or some shit. When you see those are great. You know, there's always like somebody real cheeky and funny, like with the, you know, like I saw one that said walking HR violation.
All right.
So that dude, he's just putting it out there. But you know, like there's ones where they'll replace like a word with like an image and you're supposed to spell it out.
Yeah.
So I saw one that was like, don't be, and then it was a rooster and a lollipop. So it's like, don't be a cocksucker.
Damn.
We should do more ones like that in metal bands. But so the post that I put up was for an internal bleeding shirt. It was a picture on my Instagram, at Jamie Joss on Instagram, if you want to give me a follow. The back of the shirt says, more slam riffs than bullets flying in a schoolyard. Now, this is back in 98. So since then, obviously, we've had more.
Yeah.
And we're not bringing, you know, we're not. It's a very off-color joke. So, but it's not in reference to anything 1998 or later.
Right. Yeah.
At the time, people really looked at you fucked up when you wore that shirt. Probably because of Columbine.
Yeah, because that was the only like big one that happened back then, right?
I think at that point. But that was internal bleeding shtick. Like they always had like good marketing that got people talking, got people offended or whatever. But so I posted, here's the post. I said, let's hear your best offensive shirt wearing stories. I'll read some of them on the podcast. The one I'm wearing in this pic is back from 98 on Warped Tour. Got audible moans and groans when worn in public. One lady at a rest stop said, excuse me, young man. And as I turned toward her, I was met with a visibly perturbed face. She said, what's the back of your shirt supposed to mean? I was going to do a better old lady voice, but we you know, I was going to cast it out, like have somebody play the old lady for the podcast.
Yeah.
And add all this production, but we don't have fucking time. You can get to, once you sign up for the Patreon, then you'll hear the other shit, like where we actually do
hire
work.
Some guy to do it, like an old lady.
She said, what's the back of your shirt supposed to mean? I don't like it, to which I politely replied, it's pretty self-explanatory, go check out internal bleeding. She didn't like that either. She definitely didn't become a fan. I posted, I wonder if she did. She she was not happy. But so the post got 345 comments.
Holy shit.
And I got messages on Patreon and I got emails at jostashow@gmail.com. We might, and hit us up with your offensive shirt stories. We might have to make this into a two-parter just because some of them are so good and so funny. It's not just your obvious ones like Jesus is a cunt or fucked by Satan. Or, you know, I did have a bunch of people write in about the fuck you, I like Hatebreed, which was made famous by people of Walmart. Did you ever see that?
No.
Okay, so it's like, let me see, if I Google F you, I like Hatebreed, it was so great. But back then, they helped us sell so many fucking shirts. Like, they thought they were making fun of us or like poking fun. They're kind of like fat shaming too, right? Like, people at Walmart is kind of like fat shaming. It wouldn't fly now.
Right? It's like all people who are in there in their PJs or fat or whatever.
Right. I don't think it would fly now, but it was funny back then. And they helped us sell so many t-shirts because people who are down for the band were just like, oh yeah, we need that. But I'll read some of the stories on here, and some of them are so good. Frank from Hapey reminded me of the band Salt the Wound. Did you ever hear of them?
Yeah.
They had a shirt. It said, "You're going to use my cum as your toothpaste." This was on the shirt.
Oh, what the fuck?
And we talked about this shirt so many times on the bus. What happened to the band? Can we get them back together? Can they play Milwaukee Metal Fest? It was also a very bright color shirt. Remember when all the bands had the bright color shirts?
In Toxic, we did a bright yellow shirt with a pot leaf on the back, and they sold out instantly. And no one in the band really smoked weed. It was just a joke.
Of course, you just had to go and hit that market. Okay, I found it. Yeah, it's Salt. If the band is Salt the Wound, "You're going to use my cum as toothpaste" was the shirt. And it's huge on the back, and it's written in cum. So, like, it's like white print on a blue shirt that looks like cum. I mean, that's up there. Like, if you're just standing in line, not at a metal show.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that one we were like, wow. Because this is at the time where Amir had "Ask Your Girl What My Dick Tastes Like," which is just fucked up.
That's crazy.
And that one, that was like, I think, a big seller at one point. I remember seeing that at multiple shows. But you can't even, like, these are the shirts that you can't even give to Goodwill if you don't like the band anymore or you've moved on, right? Like, they're just going to throw these in the trash. They can't sell that. There's got to be some sort of conduct clause or some sort of censorship clause. Like, if you give that to Salvation Army, they're like, oh, here's a bunch of shirts.
Yeah, if it has any swears on it, they probably chuck it.
Yeah, because otherwise we would see like a bunch of homeless people and stuff wearing you're gonna use my cum as toothpaste.
That'll be great.
We've definitely seen homeless people wearing old band shirts, which is always great.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other show. Like, we could do an entire show about that. Here's one. Fugo, walk with me on Instagram. The one with Cliff Burton's picture, and it just says, "It should have been Lars."
What the fuck? Yeah, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up. Do you wear that to the Metallica show? You're going to have to fight, right?
You're going to have to fight. But that shirt also, if you wore that to the bank, no one would know what it was.
So true. So it's
it's offensive, right, in that world, but not offensive at the bank.
Yeah, it depends on the setting. He wrote, "It gets tons of love/hate depending on the scene/show it's worn at."
Mm.
Yeah. So if he went to like one of those fests, like where it's just all the old bands and you don't see a lot of newer Metallica merch at, like, that one, it'll probably get love at. Like, if it's at a fest like Hell's Heroes or one of those, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because those are the people, there's a lot of those, like, "I don't like anything after the first record." Like, they don't even, they like, "No Life Till Leather," or what's the demo called?
Yeah, that's it.
I always fuck that up. Oh, I got it right? Like, there are people that they don't like anything after the demo. Which, is Cliff even on the demo?
No. It's that bass player guy, Ron, whatever his
McGovney.
Name is. Yes.
We got to get Ron McGovney on. We have to produce Ron McGovney's album. We got to get him on it. It's too bad we didn't have time to get him to guest on Anjosta for All. That would be hilarious.
That would be good. Hopefully he's played bass recently.
I hope so. I hope he never put it down. El Kukui 666 on Instagram. "Back in my high school days, I had a Manson shirt that read in red letters, 'Kill God, kill your mom and dad, kill yourself.' But in small letters, it had a warning about Manson's music. While I was wearing that shirt, about a few months after the Columbine tragedy and was approached by the principal and another principal from a different school concerned about the red lettering after having them read the entire shirt. The principal from the other school chuckled and had to switch up shirts. And I had to switch up shirts. I did get a lot of that. Like people made to wear the shirt inside out at school.
Oh, yep. Yep.
We had a lot of that with the fuck you, I like hate breed and that everyone bleeds now and a couple other ones. A lot of people chimed in about how much these shirts are worth now. Like it goes right to fucking capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, if you still have that shirt, you could sell it on eBay or Depop or whatever. Okay, Slayer 345. Detained at the U.S.-Canada border, heading to Detroit for a power trip show with a Gary Holt Kill the Kardashians shirt on. Customs took it as a threat against a U.S. citizen.
Bravo. Whoa.
Come on. That's a stretch. Let's see the replies. That's a fucked up shirt, too. I always get people asking if they can get a picture of it. It's an amazing shirt. Love wearing it. Just that one officer on a power trip. I had to turn it inside out. Wow. Had to turn it inside out to get into the country.
That's wild.
Canada. Oh, God. Now people start talking about Canada. I mean, Canada, let's know. We love all our Canadian listeners and we love all the brothers and sisters up north. But you got some wild political shit going on right now.
Yeah.
Shit is wild. Coffee and Heresy on Instagram. I have a Black Craft Cult shirt that says, "You will eat the flesh of your sons and daughters."
What the fuck?
It's from the book of Leviticus. A lady at Target stopped me to preach about the Bible, asking if I was endorsing eating children or if I believed in the Bible because she believes it. I just responded, "I mean, I've heard it has a nice umami flavor." She no longer wanted to speak to me. Oh my God. Look. I've had the people. I have a Bob Tyrell. Shout out to Bob Tyrell. The shirt with the hammer going through the skull. And I've told this story before, I think, on the podcast, where in line at the bank, the little, you know, every kid, I don't know if you looked forward to going to the bank with your parents when you were little, but they used to give out candy.
The lollipops.
Yeah.
Yep.
This kid's in line just waiting for a lollipop. Isn't bothering anybody. Nice kid. Turns around, sees the shirt, and gives me like the... And you know how like kids just are, they just say shit unedited. And they're like, "What the?" And they go, "Mommy, mommy." And they point at the shirt. And the lady looks at me, looks down at the shirt, looks back up at me, just disgusted. Bob Tyrell, great tattoo artist, great guy. Shirts, not the normies are not a fan when you're out and about. Here we go. Here's one about the goat horse shirt. ulv.r on Instagram. Wearing a goat horse shirt almost killed a lady. Went to see a musician friend playing at a bluegrass festival in the boonies of South Carolina. We played in a metal band. Please tell me she started having like, no, this is terrible. What if she, imagine a shirt giving someone like a seizure. Like they have a nervous breakdown. That's terrible. But it's also funny if you have a dark sense of humor. We play... Like they just see the shirt and go into convulsions.
Like seize out.
We played in a metal band together and he showed up to my house early as fuck to grab an amp. Woke me up and said, "Get dressed. You're rolling with me." I didn't have shit to do. So I threw on a black t-shirt because that's about all I got and some jeans and we hit the road. Got to the fest and we're hungry. So started waiting in line for some delicious Southern barbecue. Then all of a sudden there was all this commotion behind us. Turned around and this older lady was on the ground falling out. I was like, oh shit, what the hell is going on? We should go help. In that instance, about 10 people looking like Donald Sutherland from Invasion of the Body Snatchers started screeching and pointing at me. I had no idea what the fuck was going on. What the fuck was going on? This dude came out of nowhere, pulled me out of there and handed me a shirt from his truck. That's when I realized I was wearing my "Who Needs a God When You've Got Satan" shirt.
Yep.
Huge, bold, white print. All the T's are upside down crosses. Boonies, South Carolina / Bible Belt. He said if I wanted to get out of there without getting lynched, I should probably swap shirts. So I did. Didn't get any barbecue. Watched my friend jam and then scooted the fuck back to Charleston.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know the crowd. Right, because Oh man, I've seen some real funny ones. We don't want to get into the political ones on this show, but man, I've seen some funny political ones. I don't care. Like I like them on both. Like I laugh at the ones on both sides because they're all fucking idiots to me. But man, you go to the wrong area with one of those shows. Okay, good grief. Good underscore grief with a 1 and a 3 on Instagram. Wore my terror fuck everything and everybody shirt to my friend's show when they played House of Blues at Downtown Disney. We had all decided to go to Disney for a bit, but I got stopped about 15 feet inside by a staff member, and they asked me to please turn my offensive shirt inside out. This was probably 2010-ish. Yeah, there was a bunch of people that wrote in about being at amusement parks or being at places, especially Disney, where that's just whack. Like, come on, get over it. I know there's kids everywhere, but it's a free country. But I get it. Like, if the kids are just starting to read and they're looking at you on the terror shirt, the kid's like sounding it out, fuck you and fuck everyone. Oh my God, mom, look at this shirt. No, you're just going to cause a scene. Yeah. So, but I don't know what there should be a sliding scale, right? Like, it shouldn't just be.
Yeah. Don't wear it to Disney and then get mad if you get yelled at or. Have to turn it right. Inside out.
Like, I don't agree with the censorship, but I get it. Like, I wouldn't. I mean, dude, I took my daughter to like Ozfest, Tattoo of the Earth. I mean, like, people. She was watching, and then after the show, she's like, "Dad, why were the women showing their chests?" And you're like, "Oh boy," because you don't even think. Like, the kid's just on stage watching the band, and there's girls flashing in the crowd.
Yeah.
How do you explain that? But yeah, I can see. Like, how do you explain? I'll use your cum as toothpaste. You'll use my cum. That's not a Disney approved shirt at all.
And then a kid's like, "What's cum?"
Oh man. Yeah, I don't have to go there. look, it's like you're going to get pulled out of the line at any airport wearing a terror shirt. It's happened at literally every person in our band.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't really blame them. You're like, they're already bored. They have no clue what they're doing. They're guessing. Like, literally, they think people are going to put explosives in shampoo. I mean, that's literally how dumb this whole situation is. So if you walk in and the shirt has terror on, they're like, "We got him. We got, like, yeah, we're just going to, yeah, that this person is just, that would be smart. If they were really going to plan something, they would wear that shirt." But that's the type of, sorry to my TSA people. I know some of you are cool, but a lot of you wish. Yeah, we don't have to get into that. I had the Cradle of Filth. Here we go. Smile for Mr. B Photography on Instagram. I had the Cradle of Filth Jesus shirt, and I get looks and groans and comments. Well, I went to a local metal club, and another one of the regulars came out to me and told me, "Take it off or he'd make me." That didn't turn out so well for him. Turns out he had been told by the owners he couldn't wear it because it was too offensive. He put his tail between his legs and took it off. Wow, so a guy who had the same shirt was mad, didn't want the other dude to be able to wear it. See, that's how they get you. They get you to turn on each other. That's how they do it. They cause the divide, see? That's fucked up. All right. Tyler Klein on Patreon. "I really hope you see this in time for the offensive shirts show, but I have to talk about that Trump shirt that Municipal Waste put out just before he won the presidency. In case you haven't seen it, or making sure you found the right picture, it's the one with the big front shot of Donnie blowing his brains out, and the back print says, 'The only walls we build are walls of death.' Anyways, living in the Midwest, I fucking love wearing that thing around, even sometimes after he got elected. Since the whole Proud Boys thinks it's been put in storage, so I'm not trying to get it shot or worse over a funny shirt, LOL." I mean, that's the thing. You can't have it both ways. Like, if they did that with Biden right now, and they it was like, you know, Biden in a cage or whatever, and it was like, you know, he's got fucking, "Don't put me in a cage on the border" or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you would get people mad. But I say do it. I say mock every politician. Like 99% of them, they all need to be mocked. And it's obvious the shirt was a joke, but whatever. People are gonna get all butt hurt. All right, back to the Instagram. And thank you, Tyler. Official patron on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Josta. if you want other random side podcasts besides the Josta Show. General Ulysses on Instagram. I was on my way to a Dying Fetus concert. Had their Subjected to a Beating shirt on. Front of the shirt has a guy getting curb stomped on it. Forgot I had it on. Walked into a cookout for a burger, and while standing, realized half the restaurant was staring at me. Yeah, I've done that with Dying Fetus shirts. I've done it with, there was another shirt I had with Cannibal Corpse where the lady's like, I think it's like zombie oral sex or something on the front. Do you know that one?
No.
And there's like, I don't know if there's like maggots coming out of down there on the lady, like all rotted out or what, but people were shut. They couldn't believe their eyes. And I was like, oh, fuck. I forgot I was wearing the shirt. And like at a restaurant too, like where they just, I ruined people's appetites. Like, I don't think, yeah, I don't think they could finish after that. I don't think they could finish their meal. Cannibal, let's look it up. Cannibal Corpse t-shirt. Man, there's so many good ones. I might have to go shirt. Everybody go to indiemergestore.com. Use the code JOSTA10. Get yourself some offensive shirts after listening to the podcast today. JOSTA10, indiemergestore.com. I mean, Butchered at Birth, always that shirt I've worn out, and that gets a reaction for sure. But there's one with the lady. I don't see it now.
Isn't that like an album cover with the lady with her legs spread?
Yeah. Tomb of the Mutilated. That's the one.
There you go.
Yeah, where it's like undead zombie oral sex. That one. Yeah, that. But Vile too. Vile's the one where the fucking maggots are coming out, right? Like where it's like the guy's like fucking been autopsied. I've worn them all. They all get very disgusted looks out and about. All right, back to Instagram here. Here's a good one from Breathing Lead on Instagram. I have never worn Regurgitate's Carnivorous Erection t-shirt because I live in Idaho and I'm pretty sure I'll get shot wearing it around the town one day. Black metal shirts have been just dandy. I just think a penis with teeth might be the other side of the line. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, I had that album back in the day. Yeah, Carnivorous Erection. It's just a dick with teeth, like ready to fucking chomp. It's crazy. For some odd reason, here's one from Reckless Eyeballing. For some odd reason, Suffocation hoodie with prayers to your feeble god whom you once believed in on the back really used to get to people. Yeah, I had a Suffocation shirt that really fucked with people too. God, I can't remember which one. Here's the best comment though. Real White Cobra on Instagram. He writes, I wore a Dying Fetus shirt to jury duty. I was dismissed after being dismissed right away. That's how, if you want to get out of jury duty, there you go.
If that worked, then every metalhead would do it.
Death of a Modernist on Instagram. Showed up to school in seventh grade in a leftover crack Rock the 40-ounce t-shirt with the kids from Columbine holding guns and 40s on it. I got suspended, sent home, and my mom threw out the shirt. Bro, when your mom throws the shirt out,
you know she was like, I told you not to fucking buy that fucking shirt.
How dare you? Brenda from down the block saw you out with that shirt. You're making us look bad, right? Like you get the whole guilt trip. Indy_Jones88. Cattle Decapitations, bring back the plague shirt on 4th of July weekend in Deadwood, South Dakota, while the last president was also there. Lots of really sideways looks. And the lady at the hotel told me I was going to get beat up. Yeah, Cattle Decaps merch, definitely. Like the one where it's like, I think it's like a guy's fucking head being shit out of a cow. I wore that somewhere. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my God. Let me see if I can find that. That's got to be an indie merch store fucking deal right now. If you really want to piss off. Yeah, it's called the Humanure shirt and they do have it. Yeah, I wore that somewhere. And see, now what I'll do is I'll wear the flannel over the shirt. That way, or I'll bring a jacket with me like a windbreaker. That way you know, it can be covered up if you, if you know, you, you there's like
kids around.
It's a fucking, it's just a literal pile of like fucking human remains in the cow manure. It's fucked up. It's a really fucking gross one. A lot of cattle decapitation mentions on the Instagram. Had a cattle decapitation shirt with images from forced gender reassignment video. Oh my God. Man, teenage me was too edgy and cringe for my own good. Jesus. My Nun Slaughter Guts of Christ shirt gets all kinds of looks. Shout out to Nun Slaughter. I just found a bunch of flyers. Like, I found a box from storage going through, you know, to scan old pictures and old flyers from the old school Milwaukee Metal Fest. I found a bunch of Nun Slaughter flyers from back in the day, from the snail mail days where you would include other people's flyers in your mail order or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like when I put out the Jungle Rot and the Evolution. Nun Slaughter still repping hard. Here we go. Steven M. 1369 on Instagram. I got kicked out of CeCe's Pizza for wearing a Devil Driver shirt where the back reads, I could fucking care less. That's not even bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Man, CeCe's is, come on, CeCe's, do better. What, you have you been to CeCe's?
Is that where everything's in like a buffet?
It used to be. I don't know if it's still like that, where they yell.
Yeah, I think we went. Isn't it only in like the Midwest?
I don't know, but man, you don't have good enough pizza to be throwing out people with Devil Driver shirts on. You need all the fucking metal. CeCe's, you need all the fucking metal fans business that you can get. Come on. CeCe's out here. Like CeCe's, I think I even like Little Caesars better than CeCe's. We don't, that's a whole other podcast. You're a Domino's guy, right?
Domino's, but I probably wouldn't get pizza. I'd get like the cheesy bread or something.
Oh, just God.
Instantly just feel like shit after.
A lot of leftover crack t-shirt mentions. Das underscore grimming underscore redux on Instagram. I wore a leftover crack shoot the kids at school shirt when I was at SUNY Albany in 2001. It turns out the girl in the apartment across from me in the dorm was a Columbine survivor. Fuck. Yeah, that's a little.
Yeah,
that's a little rough. Dead Kennedy's Too Drunk to Fuck was a favorite in my wardrobe back when I was a wee lad. That's Ben Out of Shape 77 on Instagram. Yeah, that's a good one. Also, the one with like just the fucked up hand, like, and people would, I remember wearing that back in that day. Ever see that where it's like a shrunken fucking hand?
No.
Oh my God. It's a, like, that freaked people out. That was nothing compared to the shirts that these kids wear now with the most fucked up shit on it.
Yeah.
It's like, let me see if I can find the shirt. It's like a shrunken hand on the front of a record, on the one of the record covers.
Of what band?
Of it's on Plastic Surgery Disasters on the album, on the album cover. I'm like, is it a corpse? Is it an alien? That could be a whole show. What's the story behind the dead Kennedy's fucking shrunken hand on the back, on the front of the Plastic Surgery Disasters album? Oh, okay. I found something. Mike Wells' tragic image of a severely malnourished kid's hand resting in a Catholic monk's hand in Uganda, 1980. Used by Dead Kennedys on Plastic Surgery Disasters, released in 1982. As per previous releases, the album commentary bled into its cover art. Yeah, it's just fucked up and sad. It's like shocking when you see it. People, I had that shirt and people would be like, what the fuck? Abe Von Doom on Instagram. Easily my Marduk Fuck Me Jesus t-shirt. Some old man trying to fight me in a park over it. I was like 19 laughing my ass off. What is that shirt about? Fuck me, Jesus? That's wild. I didn't even know Marduk got down like that.
I guess so.
A lot of fucked by Satan mentions here.
Yeah. Well, that's just insane.
All right. There's so many comments. There's too many to go through, but keep them coming. Send us an email. Go to jostheshow@gmail.com. Let us know your most fucked up offensive shirt. Send images if you can as well. And check out patreon.com/josta. Use the code josta10 at Indie Merch Store if you want to purchase any of these shirts. Some of them Maybe you need a Cannibal Corpse I Come Blood shirt, or maybe you need a Cattle Decapitation Hugh Manure shirt. IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. Thy Art Is Murder also has a weed shirt now, Nick. So everybody's cashing in on the weed, on the weed craze. We also just dropped a Hatebreed Brody King tribute shirt. So if you're hearing this Friday on the free feed, Friday, March 17th, happy St. Patty's Day. Happy birthday to both Wayne Lozenak from Hatebreed and Brody King from God's Hate. Go pick up the Brody King tribute tee on martyrstore.net. And yeah, check us out on patreon.com/Josta. Nick, where can they find you?
Nicky Belmore on Instagram. And that's about it.
All right, everybody. We'll be back to the normal podcast schedule. We wanted to give you a little Patreon teaser for today. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week. We got Ricky Rackman. We got Tom Barber from Chelsea Grin. We got Mickey D, formerly of Motorhead, currently of the Scorps, and so many more other great podcasts coming soon. Drink your coffee, do your push-ups, listen to death metal. Bye-bye.
Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scollard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Ryan Underkoffler, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Ryan St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Henkes, Robert Bushaw, Troy Seal, Mark Horror Armenta, Jay Liberston, Nick Fowler, Mike Horgan, Emma Horgan, Arnarock, Patrick King, Oscar Brummett, Stacy Steineke, Fernando Somoza, Patrick O'Brien, Dominique Zimmer, Ryan Sanders, Lara Snyder, Daniel Burt, Milwaukee Metal Sausage, Adam Boss, Adam Mecklenburg,